Did he get to do it?
It's the first year he's doing it?
I don't know about the first, but as far as I remember, he didn't do it. Okay, fine. Okay, let's discuss. Let's discuss some team that negated to Aravis and Hadassim. And, so we have over here Siptaf Reish Mem Zayin. Is the simon on Aravis. So the pasuk says Arve Nachal Omer Batayra, and it gives us some simon. Who min Yidua Nikupein Alei Shalai? Its leaves Moshuch Kenachal Moshuch are stretched out like a Nachal. Upiv Chola V'Konish Shalai Edaim. It's smooth and its stick is like reddish. So there's three simanim over here. One simon is that the leaf is mashach, goes long like a nachal, it's not round. The second simon that's said over here is that it's the edge of the leaf is smooth, not bumpy. And the third one is that the eighth, the wood, the stem, is edoy. That's Sif Aleph. Prim Gadim, Mishabura, and Archashochim discussed this. The Mishmur in Sifkadim Beis says the Chol She'ene Lovin Mamish Edom Mikri. What's called Edom, as long as it's not Lovin, as long as it's not white. Shavvi Shu Yorak, even though it's greenish, Me'achash Kisha Shemesh Makabai Hu Nase Edom. If the sun would shine on it, would become red, Bechlal Edom. So Yorak is also Bechlal. V'ayim Prihim Gadim Shkos is the Chol Gimel Simonim Be'inon. You need all three simanim. Then chasa echamen paso. If God wants to say, if you're missing one of them, then it's paso. Bibikure Yaakov because his name matzui zebulai zen. It's not matzui that one without the other. So the right. So again, so Mishabur brings Mishen the prima gadim that you need all three simanim. The Taz says you don't need. Pivcholak, because we see that it's not a clear simon. And the Gemara of Chilfagila, that which the Baisa brings is just to show us. He answers why the Baisa brings it. The Mishpur already brings down. Like I said, the Bikur Yaakov says the Emot is the blood said. Usually, you're gonna have all three of them. And the machlokes is if you need all three simanim or not. Now, the arve nachal. What's arve nachal? Arve nachal l'chari means the ones that grow by the nachal. So the truth is, the Gemara brings down the Flam Gimel base two brises about do we need that it should grow by a nachal or not. And Tosfos over there on Lamed Aleph Rav says machlokes are brises and l'alocha we paskin. Gedalim benachal, you need that should grow by a nachal, and therefore he says, Sarchli Zor, you have to be careful to make sure to get a rovis that grew by a nachal. However, Rashi over the Alam Gimon base, he learned that there's no machalikis. It's the Indian of the Chetchila and Bidiyavit. And the Rosh and the Psakim and Taisir Rosh says, Loi Reisi Rabbi said, Nizar Mizeh, I did not see my Rebbein being Nizar in this, and therefore even the Chetchila you don't need it. So they have three Shittas here. The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch says, V'roiv min zeh gadol ha-nachalim. Roiv them grow by the nachal. L'kach nikru arvi nachal. V'afilo yi gadol b'midbar. B'harim kasha. However, even if it grew in the midbar or in the harim, it's still kasha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Mishbru and Sifkat and Gimel brings down Yesh Oimrim the Yoyse Tov Lachatchila Likach Moise Magdel Ma Nachal. However, there are those that say that's Yoyse Tov to get from the ones which grew by the Nachal. Achim Medivir Taz Mashma they didn't talk Ledaktik Bezeh. However, from the Taz's Mashma that you don't need to be Medaktik in this. So it comes out that There is a hiddur to get a rovis that grew by a nachal. However, the Shulchan Aruch passes that you don't need to. So that's step number one. The Mishnah brings down over here also that you have to be careful. And Sifkav Tevav he brings down, says that. Says Vehine Kama Pamim Malachtim Arabis Na'arim Ketanim, young children, Sheinim Yoidim Beyiminim Lismaylam. So Hakayin Lashkiach Al Zed. Have to be careful. Who you buying from? They don't. Sometimes they may take from places where they're not allowed to take from, or they're taking things which are. Which they're not allowed to, so therefore you have to be careful from who you buy from. There's what's called the willow, right? The willow tree. Shimon Eider brings down Shem Rabar and Kotler that was kosher. Others would in fact fake on it, but. Now, what's the shear? So Mishruin Simon Tov Reish Nun Sif Alf brings Shem the Ritva. The shear of the Hadas and the Ravis is that the wood, the stem, without the leaves, should be 3 tefachim beinanim, right? Which according to Rav Chaim Noah is 24 centimeters. According to Moshe it's 27 centimeters, and according to the Chazon Ish 28.6. Bidyeved will be enough 2.5 tefachim, which 2.5 tefachim, and like we said in the first year that. Chatchila, you need your lulav to be 4 tefachim, so there will be a teft above the hadas and the rabbis. So if you can get taller hadas and rabbis, your lulav is going to have to be taller. Right? That's what we mentioned then. Niktam Raisha, let's say the top of that rabba breaks, the Raisha of it broke, so the Torah passes that it's possible. The Beis Yosef and the Bach write that even according to the Rambam, that even according to Ram the past, that's kosher. That's only that's because he holds that just like a hadash and nikdam rosh is kosher, so to a rabba. But the riff and the rush paskin that's not doima to a hadas, because by hadas the leaves cover the top. The choifin aleph, the right. If you have a look at a hadas, they're all coming up, so it covers the top as opposed to a rabba. It's a rubber doesn't cover the top. Lemaisa the mechaber brings both days down. The mechaber brings down nikdam roisha psula. The Rambam machshev and nikdam roisha. So he brings down the first day of stam, and he brings down the Rambam in the second day. The mishmur says v'naktina kisvar rishayna that it's psula. So therefore, there's another point. So you have to be careful. There's a hider of Arvi Nachal. You have to be careful to buy from the right people. Number two, you have to the share we discussed, and then Nikdam Rosh. There should not be Nikdam Rosh because the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, they all seem to go with that day of the of. In the Shartzin he says, "Avehine, ma the prima gadol oisel zelas suffik tamala b'mikur yakadol rama hu yichidah b'dava." Prima gadol wants to say maybe nikdam resh is a suffik, but anyways nowadays it's easy enough that you don't have to. It's not a shasat chak. They have to be semach on the Rambam, so should not be nikdam resh. What nikdam was mean nikdam resh over here means that the eight is nikdam. If the leaf, if the leaves are nikdam, even if it's at the end of the leaves, that's not called nikdam roshay.
Can you say the right now? That's
what
really covers the top.
Yeah.
Well,
if
it's nikdam, the top,
then
it's not really covered, is it?
By what?
You're saying nikdam
roshay. I'm talking about rovus now. But it doesn't cover. There's what's called lavluv, right? You'll see in Eretz Yisrael, all the rovus are like lavluv. In America, I mean, maybe by now it is. But lavluv is that on top of that rava, there's this like soft leaf. You see, like a soft leaf, which is a hider. Why? Because since Me'ikar Adin was saying that nikdam roishay by rava is pasal, so how could you tell if it's nikdam or not? So if there's a lavluv over there, it's nikar that it was not nikdam. If the lavluv falls off, those lavlum falls off, halacha ma'aseh won't be ma'akeh b'di'evet. But the mumchim say that it's very possible, if the love is not there, it's very possible that it was niktam reshe. Because in the lavla there's a little piece of the eighth, which might have fell off from it. The lavla is really the leaves start to grow old and then grows further, so it's the last. That's the union of the lavla. Okay, yavshu. We should discuss yavshu over here because it is common that yarov start to dry up. Right, so at what point is it dry that you need to get a new one? So the halach is in Sif Beis, it says Arava sheyavsha or shenashru roiv aleha. So if it was yavsha roiv of the leaves, it's pasul. Roiv of the leaves is pasul. Mishmura in Sif Zayin says Arava sheyavsha haina b'roiv aleha, most of its leaves. Oy shenashru, sorry, not that, we'll come back to that. Sif Tes, Mishmura says in Sif Tes Roiva la hainu the sheer gimel tvachim sha arava. We're talking about within the sheer gimel tvachim of the arava. The nidzulu alah ma'akana shenistiku alah, ashenachku fine. Chozainim b'roiva la fine. So it means if roiva the alin within the sheer gimel tvachim of the arava were yavshu, now the bir Allah, the shartzin oizvav says, V'nira pashit, the lefim asher kasva rishayim ben nashru, umistama who had been yavshu, chiv the beruva kemandel asadami. Imken afilu le nasis al barava achas gam kem psula, meaning that even if it only happened, even if afilu le nasis al barava achas, it's also gonna be pasul. And what's called yavesh? Listen, this is the bar. Yavesh nikra. Mishakala hayarkos legamri. Yavesh is when the yarkos, the green, is kala legamri. That's what's called yavesh. So yeah, when it loses the green.
That's Mishabura's lesson?
Yeah, the Sharatzin Mishakala, and then he says, he brings from the Bikurya Yaakov. The yavesh nikra mishakala hayarkos legamri. The Mordechai brings from the Re'im, Umini Kasha, V'toiv, Losis, Alul of Arov, V'mayim Shalom Yavshu. The Shmuel quotes this Mordechai, Simon Tov Reish Nun Dalet. It's a Minig Kasha, and it's Toiv to put the Lul of an Arov in water that shouldn't, so the leaves don't fall off. The Rama writes over there, he says, "Mitzvah min amuvcha likach koyim echalmayin arava chadasha." The Darkei Moshe brings that he is a safa, as a hider. It's a hider. The mice, and again, nowadays we leave it in plastic or we wrap it. We have different etzes to do it. So you don't need to buy every day. But the idea is there that even though we said it'll be kosher until it's kala yarkos, but there's still definitely in you. You see over here that to keep it fresh as much as you could, and if it's not fresh, there's in you know there is in you of having fresh ones, right? Nashru, then now what?
What's the story of like Shabbos and Yom Tov, like changing the?
That's a separate discussion. Why are you changing the water on Shabbos?
No, I don't know.
You
put it into the.
So you put it in before Shabbos, you can leave it there. Fine. Nashru, if the leaves fall off. So over here, the Mishmura and Sifka then test. So it says, Nashru roi valeha, hainu b'shegim atzvachim sha'arav. That's within the shegam tvachim of the arava. So we're talking about nashru means within the share of gimel tvachim arava. And the mishmur says v'yesh the daktega v'zeh shalafam noishem aydei tchivas and sechalulev. You have to be careful. Sometimes when you put in your beautiful arava into the holder, as you're doing it, you're losing the leaves. You got my dei nanu when you're shaking it. ubefrat be'esrik v'lul shel hakahal. They used to have one community one. So you have to be even more careful what happens to the leaves. Everyone's... So you have to be careful about the leaves falling off. He says, in Nidlu Aleha Me'akonif, they're starting to hang, it's still attached but hanging loose. Ashenistiko Aleha, the leaves got cracked. The Nechliko, Kasarav Magish, Shazemikri Nifritu Aleha Psula. Chozahainu in Beroiv Aleha Kach. Because of Magavram Shesh Lachmik, why is that Rav is Matsuya? Since it's easy to buy Rav, you should be Machmir. That even if they start to fall, hang down and fall off, that to try to get a new one. The Mechaber says, "Nashu mixes aleha." If only some of them fell off, k'sheira. Mishmur says, "Mashma the lechatchila in kedai likachis." However, the lechatchila is not kedai to take one where some of the leaves fell off. El yirab machsha af lechatchila. Achkim that Rav's mitzuyah is toiv lahadul chatchila gam b'zeh. They should have a nice arava.
Why
did you
follow
up and it's possible? Rav, it says over here, Oishnashu Rav aleha psula. Yeah. Within Gimel Tvachim. Within Gimel Tvachim. Now, let's say the arava leaves are mamash sticking out, they're not covering the wood. Or there's the space, there's mamash space between it where it's, there's no leaves coming out. So, Sheva Levi has a tshuva about it, he says, kashim, because it's not like hadas, it doesn't have the din. We'll see that din has to cover the wood, is a din by hadas, not by the, And in fact, it's brought down that the Chaznish and others were not makbet at all that the Arava should be standing up. They could be spun straight out. They could be straight out. Then we had, we discussed that the Karnashalot means Edoim, which doesn't mean Dafka Edoim. Could even be greenish. And, Now, Hadassim. So Hadassim is Simit Tafresh Mem Vav. So now if let's say you have So Hadassim, right, is avos, right? Aur ayin. And Chazal dashin that the leaves should be. I look at Sif Gimel. It says Sif Gimel. Anaf eitz avos ha'omer b'tayrahu ha'hadas. She olav choyfin is eitz of the olav. The leaves are choyfin. Cover. They hover over. They cover the eitz. They cover over the eitz. The Gemara dash is enough of chayfin eitzah, and Rashi and the Ran, the lashon is and is the sheichvin alavihen. Of is like a lashon of a chain. It's like so. The sheichvin alavihim on the one which is above them. Each one is lying on the one that's above them. The Shash points out that if the leaves, the Shash is ma'irah that what's the din? If the leaves are not covering the eitz, what's going to be the din? So there are those that want to learn the Bikuri Yaakov, Hitainis, that it's a hider, but it's not ma'akev. Safe, it's a hadas. But it's a hider, it's not ma'akev. And as long as there's a shilosh in the hadas, it won't be ma'akev. The Rabbein Yeruchim says, similar to the Bikuri Yaakov, that you don't need it. It's just kach darka, it's giving a simen of a hadas. The normal darka of hadas is that they lean on each other. but it's not ma'akev. So again, something which if you could, if you do see it, it's definitely a mila. Now, what? And that, I have here just the mishash is ma'irit. I don't know what he. Look, a lot of base on base. Now like this. There could be by Hadassim a problem of Morkav, and yeah, but there could be, according to many Achrayim, Morkav by Hadassim is possible. The Mishbru himself at the end of Tovrei Shmuchas says that Morkav by Hadassim is not Matzoy, and but there are those that Taina that even if it's not Matzoy, but since it's easy to find out, so it could be it's not even a Safi, it's a Chsarni deal, because you can find that easily if it's Morkav or not. So that would be a reason why one should look for a heksha by Hadassim. In Sif Aleph and Yud, the discussion about Nikdam Rishai, which we started mentioning before, that's referring many Rishayim, the Rif and the Rambam, that if it's Nikdam Rish, if the top of the eighth breaks, it's Kshera. That's where the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. To the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. And however, the Shulchan Aruch also brings a Vigesh Paisnum, which is the Rive. The Rive says, Kvahe Iru Ruch HaKodesh Bebeis Midr Shein Shu Pasl. So the Rive writes, Api Ruch HaKodesh. And the Ramah says, Toiv L'Achmer. It's brought B'Shem the Ran also that if the leaves fall off, that's not called Nikta. It's talking about the eights. The Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha over here by says that it could be even a mashu if it's like that. But Akavar, again, we have here a machlekes about niktam. There is a machlekes about niktam. Look, over here it says, the Mechaber says, in Sefiyot, Niktam Roishoi Kasha. I feel like also by Tamra V'yesh Paislu. Right, so first he brings on the sheet of the Rambam, and Niktam, the Rif, the Rosh and the Rambam, then Niktam Roishoi is Kasha. Then he brings on V'yesh Paislu, which is the sheet of the Ravid. And the Lashon that we mentioned, Kva, Hifir, Ruch HaKosh, Besim, Shenom, Kama Shanim, Ve'alein, Shu Paslu. Okay? Mishbru over there on Yesh Paislim brings down Mishum Dalevi Hadar. It's not Hadar. No, sorry, not that one. Mishbru says on Kosher. The ain't doima lulivarov and the nikdam reishai pasul ben. The Bahadas enough of chayfin reishai. The svar for kasha is that since it's chayfin roishai, the ain ketimos ain nikaris ben, and therefore when it's broken, it's not nikarin. And the sharetzin over here lamevei says poiskim olfize im nikdam roishai lahadas dain roishai eitz kedikamei the ain sham alim lechayfin val roishai. But let's say the top of the hadas breaks and you don't have leaves over there covering it. So according to this, would be possible. The whole svar why it's kosher is because the leaves cover the top. I feel with the like ach. I feel like nikdam rak ola achas im roisha eitz. And ish shnayim gam ken yesh nevi the possible. The nikar ketima. ואין בביקורי יעקב שכוסף מה שכוסף תכון שאיתם גם עצם שני העלם הצורך לכאן שתחדו אביפוס של חוזך שבע פרים גול הריח שלא ישפן אגבורים, so then you need to have those leaves covering over the top of the thing. Then there's a discussion also. What?
That which you need the leaves covering.
Yeah, we already spoke. We said that the Paiskim are made of, it's not Chayfev, but we're talking about Nikdam Rashi over here. Yeah, by Nikdam Rashi, yeah. But let's say you have a Hadas where the leaves don't reach the one above it. It's like a little space in between. They don't reach each other. So the Shari Tshuva over here brings on Mark Tzir, that would be Pasul. And even though the Mishpul doesn't bring it down, but the meaning is to take a look for that to look for it at least, that you should look that each set of leaves reach the one above it. Chaznish points out that this dafka, if it grew like that, that doesn't reach. But if it, because it fell off, leaves fell off, that there's space open, that's not what we're talking about.
It just has to reach or it has to cover it in
space? It covers the space if it reaches.
If just the top point reaches?
Fine, that's enough. Okay, now the difficulty about Hadassim is was brought down Sif Hay. Right? Sif Hay says Le mitzvah be'inon kol shir oirach hadas she ovois. That's a mitzvah, you should have the whole shir of the oirach hadas should be ovois, should be groups of three. Olikuva beruba. I feel like ain't a bereishin. And even if it's not on top, but you should have somewhere three tefachim. I'm sorry, rubai. I meant you should have rubai. Right? So it goes like this. The Goinim and the Ran, they held that the whole thing has to be avos the kuva. They don't hold the rubai kikule over here. The Raivi was machriya that le mitzvah be'inan kulai. The kuva rubai, right? Meaning the chatchila we're noig like the goinim, as we say. The mishbur brings down and sifkad and tezvav that yore the dvar Hashem yitzrach limsay oves kedin, which is three alin, three right. The mishbur says three alin b'shava b'chol kan makan. Each row should have three leaves equal, right? Now, what's called in a row also, right? How do you measure in a row? Mamish in a row? Right, if I take a chut, a string, and I wrap it around. So the meaning is that if you'll see that there's like a little stem or a root, or whatever you want to call it, that's attached to the branch, and then a flower comes out, and then a leaf comes out of it. So if you would take a string and wrap it around and it would hit the three stems that are coming out of it, so then that would be considered that's considered in a row. Even though if you look at it, one may be a drop lower than the other. Cool. But since the stem, the root of it, equals around it, Stifler brings it right, this for me. Show me.
The driver means that this stem has to be equal when they connect, at the point of connection to the thing?
If you take a string and wrap it around it, you'll hit all three of them. That's called
the stem or the point where it hits the eight?
What's the difference?
No, I'm saying the whole stem, let's say the stem goes around. And
the part that's attached to the
part
eight.
That's attached.
Yeah. So therefore, when we're looking at Hadassim, Be'etzim, to be practical, if you want, you can spend days and days to look for a perfect Hadass, which is mamish equal on each row for three tefachim, or at least right three tefachim, and you'll find it if you look for it for long enough. But otherwise, what we're looking for is three tefachim, or right of three tefachim, if possible, in a row. Lav dafka on the top, but it should be in a row. If that's not possible, then throughout the hadas, it should equal to three tefachim or right three tefachim of ones which are in a row with each other, of three in a row. Okay? Have a ksivach simteva, and we'll do the next one.